Job chapter 33. Howbeit, Job, I pray thee, hear mine utterances, and hearken to all my words. Behold now, I have opened my mouth, my tongue speaketh in my palate. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge purely. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. If thou canst, answer me. Array thy words before me, take thy stand. Behold, before God I am as thou. I also am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, nor my burden be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy words. I am clean, without transgression. I am pure, and there is no iniquity in me. Lo, he findeth occasions of hostility against me. He counteth me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in the stocks. He marketh all my paths. Behold, I will answer thee in this. Thou art not right, for God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, and twice, and man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth men's ears, and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his work, and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, and his life from passing away by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and with constant strife in his bones. And his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty food. His flesh is consumed away from view, and his bones that were not seen stick out. And his soul draweth near to the pit, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his duty, then he will be gracious unto him, and say, Deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than in childhood. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will receive him with favor. And he shall see his face with shoutings, and he will render unto man his righteousness. He will sing before men, and say, I have sinned, and perverted what was right, and it hath not been requited to me. He hath delivered my soul from going into the pit, and my life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God twice, thrice, with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, Job, hearken unto me, be silent, and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken thou unto me, be silent, and I will teach thee wisdom.